Patrick's first church was at Saul in Northern Ireland, and there is a chapel there. And the chapel there is on the spot, although certainly over the many years and centuries, the original place is long gone. The Celtic Christians believed that the natural world was good, and although the fall introduced sin and evil, it was essentially God's good creation. Celtic Christians also believed that the veil between the natural and the supernatural, between earth and heaven, was much thinner, especially in the holy places, than what the Roman Church believed. This phrase of a thin place is one that has sort of worked its way into a good deal of spiritual discussion. And of course it came from the Celtic Christians because they were deeply connected to this natural world and considered every aspect of life to be infused with the presence of God. Even, or perhaps especially, the ordinary elements of everyday life. While historically the ancient Celts viewed thin places as locations, or moments in the cycle of the year, where the veil between the world and the spiritual realm diminished, and they could encounter those who had gone before them. Today, thin places are more commonly considered locations in which there is an undeniable connection to the sacred. In terms of scripture, the one place that held a good deal of connection for the Celtic Christians were the Psalms. And it is said that even in their monastic communities, they read the Psalms 3 times a day. So you have Patrick praying 100 times a day, and you have the community reciting the Psalms, the imagery of the Psalms, the emotion of the Psalms, even the rhythm of the early Hebrew poetry connected with these whom the Romans thought were barbarians. So, I would like us to read our favorite songs. With our stained glass window up above us here, the 23rd Psalm. But as we read it together, listen to some of the rhythm and pay attention to the images and the emotions that are raised by our images. So let's read together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name.
You are